my ring and licking my feet every now and then.
General bowing and worshipping.
So I'm standing outside in the gorgeous sunshine in Cambridge at the Beeb 30 event. And I'm here with Sophie Wilson. Sophie Mitchell's a girl I teach, sorry. So, Sophie Wilson. And you're involved in the development of the BBC Micro computer. The event today, has it been a bit of a nostalgia trip for you?
There are lots of people that I last saw at the reunion of Acorn. So we had an event a few years back, Acorn Reunited, and that's where I last saw most of the people in the room. We also did an event at the Science Museum for the BBC Micro at 25, which is when I last saw the other half of the people in the room from the BBC who didn't come to the Acorn Reunited thing. Just a few of the people in the room I see frequently.
Right.
Frequently enough to mention.
So you've maintained contact through the last 30 years or so with a lot of the people that were involved in the original team.
Oh, yes. I mean, the core set of people seem to have entwined interests and email contact or meet up and talk about things.
Do you think that there's a danger, perhaps, that people are looking back 30 years ago, saying, "Oh, we did this. We need to use the same approach." Do you think that, you know, if people want to sort of transform education now, so it's more focus on computing and programming, do you think there's a danger that people are thinking about using the old approaches of doing things, or do you think it's still relevant?
Well, we'll never get the old approach. The old approach was caused by central government saying we ought to forge the white heat of technology. Look it up on Google. And that's not going to happen again. We have a government that likes to give lip service to things but not actually do anything. So it will now be up to industry, academia, and people themselves to make any change that's possible. I'm slightly sceptic that in the current economic climate, in the current culture that this country has ended up in, a change is possible. I'm sure there are great things coming to computers and shiny devices near you, but increasingly they'll be done on a global scale by people in countries that we don't consider at the moment.
There was a talk just before Eben Upton from Raspberry Pi. Do you think that could be a catalyst that will cause a change?
It might be. I think it unlikely to do so, because I think it's going to be asking too much. It's accessible price-wise, which is really great, because too much of the development hardware has been inaccessible. But if you go back 30 years to the BBC machine, we developed the BBC machine essentially on the BBC machine, the Acorn system range, which was very much similar in capability. But nowadays, everything is developed on big server farms of computing power that you can't imagine. You no longer are sort of self-hosted in your development. And that remains a serious limit.
It's amazing when you come to these kind of events how they do attract large crowds, and they have such a strong following. What do you think the motivation is behind that?
Nostalgia. There's a lot of grey hair and bald heads in the room.
So do you think there needs to be a lot more about focusing on the future? And I'm laughing because I'm balding as well myself. The future.
The future will come from places where the future is being born today. I expect, much like the shiny devices that people have are built in China, the future will be built in China or Brazil or Russia or India, places where there are very large populations of people with a creative make, engineering, no obstacles bent.
And if I could throw you one sort of very loaded question, the very last one. If you were visiting a school today, say a secondary school, and you were being shown around the school, what kind of things would you expect, or what would you like to see in an ideal situation?
What I see when I go around schools is a lot of computers are present, but most of them are controlled by the teachers. So it's stopping control, more openness, more sharing. People are taught in schools to pass the exams and they don't
learn. You hear a lot of teachers say that.
And they don't have the joy of it.
Sophie Wilson, thank you very much, and thanks for supporting.